Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer, only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson here. It's time for you to ask us some questions. It's our Twitter mailbag. Hit us up on Twitter, at Eagles Shows, and actually at Eagles Insider, or at Dave Spadaro. We'll answer any questions you got. Chris, start it off.
All right. Rob Ritterelli wants to know, who is in the lead for the third safety spot?
That's a good question. I'm not sure there is a quote-unquote leader at the moment. It probably would be Chris Maragos, Jerome Kupplin. Bill Davis talked about him a little bit, made some tackles against the Ravens. But I think at this point, Chris, I'm not sure there's a clear-cut leader. Do you feel like there is one?
I think Chris Maragos would be in the lead at this point. His experience on defense combined with special teams, I think, would put him in that position. But to me, I agree with you, Dave. I think it's still wide open at this point.
I will tell you that I think the guy who will emerge as the third safety, Jalen Watkins.
Interesting.
He's moved out of that slot nickel, that nickel position. Maybe see some reps at safety. Just a guess.
I think they want someone to win that nickel job.
Yeah.
Bill Davis said
Eric
that
Rowe
job.
Is the guy so, I believe will win that nickel job.
Very interesting to watch there.
We'll see.
All right, our next question comes from at Alison. Wants to know, how can the quarterback not be considered anything but a passer behind the line of scrimmage?
Well, Alison, listen, the NFL these days, it's all about different variety of quarterbacks here, and there's mobile quarterbacks, and there's read options, and you look around the league, and there are quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, even really Robert Griffith before he got hurt. Michael Vick up in Pittsburgh getting a little workout, getting a look. He's a mobile quarterback. Tim Tebow in Philadelphia. The running opportunities for quarterbacks, they are there. They must be accounted for. And that's where we're seeing this huge gray area. The hit on Sam Bradford, obviously still a big conversation piece in Philadelphia and around the league. Chris, quarterbacks, they're runners too.
They are runners too, as long as they have the ball. The key is the fact that he didn't have the ball. He had clearly handed the ball by that point and was getting away from it. Terrell Suggs, he never looked at the running back. He was going right after the quarterback, where typically there's a little bit of hesitation there.
Yeah, but that, I think that was his responsibility. I don't think Suggs was intentionally. I personally don't think he was trying to hurt Sam Bradford. He was trying to make a football play. We are very sensitive to number seven being hit, particularly after he's missed all but seven games of the last two seasons. And I think we're going to be cringing every time Sam Bradford has a defender near him throughout the season. So hey, that's just the way it is. But that's the answer to your question. Quarterbacks are not just dropping back. They are runners, too. And they're sensitive people. All right. From E.B. Ross, is there any way Barner or Mostert find their way onto the roster?
Special teams, Dave. That would be the key for me right there. We've seen, obviously, Kenyon Barner with two return touchdowns here from the special team standpoint as a punt returner in the preseason. Mostert brings some electrifying ability. He was a track star at Purdue. Players will argue that he's probably the fastest guy on the roster. So there is a chance. Really, the depth at running back has been outstanding, not just DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles. You go all the way down throughout the course of the roster. It's a very, very good group, top to bottom. Some tough decisions there. But I think there is a chance. Yes.
Who led the NFL in preseason rushing last year from the Philadelphia Eagles?
Henry Josey.
There you go. And where is he now?
Was with Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Don't know if he's still with
Eagles running backs, very productive. I think Barner has earned a spot somewhere. Will he be a member of this 53-man roster remains to be seen. I just don't know where Barner would fit in terms of a role here. But as far as being one of the best 53 players on the roster, so far in the preseason, he has certainly earned that spot, that distinction. Mostert, more of a developmental player, I could see him as a member of the practice.
Well, I'll ask you this about Barner. If you have Barner as your return specialist.
Wait, have you heard of Darren Sproles?
What if he has more of a role in offense?
And who are you taking off the field?
I'm just saying, you get to flex him out, put him
no
out
way.
The field.
I just don't see it. But again, Chip Kelly, you keep four running backs or do you keep four tight ends?
Possibly. Either way, yes. So obviously special teams would be, to me, that's the one way where these guys would make the roster. And a guy who's looking to make the roster is one wide receiver, a local kid, and that's Rashid Bailey.
Yeah, Rashid Bailey. What a story. From Division III Delaware Valley College to the NFL, he hasn't blinked. He hasn't lost any steps. He hasn't been blinded by the light. All Rashid Bailey has done is play really good football here. And when we return inside training camp presented by Xfinity, in studio, Philadelphia's own wide receiver, Rashid Bailey.